Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Liberation League podcast, the show where we teach you why every time you lose the weight, it gets easier and easier to regain it. But we don't just want to leave you there because that would not be fair. That wouldn't be cool. We also want to explain how you can escape the dieting cycle and never diet again. Today, I wanted to talk about something that comes up pretty frequently. And so I want you to put on your not easily offended hat, right? Because today I want to reveal to you the shocking reason why most people will actually never, ever reach their fitness goals. So I'm going to give you a moment, have you brace yourself and prepare for this incoming blow. Here it is. They don't want to. And I can hear it now. Some people might be asking, Bryce, how can you say that? Who wouldn't want to be leaner, stronger, and more athletic looking? Who wouldn't want to lose the last 20 pounds that they've been trying to lose for the last 10 years? Who wouldn't want to finally break free from the quick fix solutions that always seem to have their hands in your wallet? Who wouldn't want to be an example to their kids and others that they love? And I totally agree. All of those things are great and awesome pursuits. And actually, it's because I value those things that I personally have spent thousands of hours, actually probably at this point, tens of thousands of hours, alongside tens of thousands of dollars, and put forth extraordinary efforts on educating myself how to pursue all of those goals that I just mentioned. And it's because I value those things and I value the quality of life that all of those things bring that I pursue those things. But I also want you to notice something. It's because I value those things that I have pursued those things. And that brings me back to the beginning where I said, I'm going to reveal to you the reason why most people will never, ever reach their fitness goals. And it's that they don't really want to. And so my goal today is to kind of lay out before you the reality that if you're not pursuing your fitness goals, it's because you don't want to. If you haven't lost the weight, it's because you don't want to. Because I know exactly what it takes to have those things happen. And I've pursued those things because I wanted them to happen. Not because there was anything special about me or my genetics. Those of you that know my story know that I really, really struggled at the beginning to see the results that I wanted to see. So there's absolutely nothing to see here. As far as I go, there's absolutely nothing special about my situation. It's that I put forth the effort that I knew it took in order to see the results that I wanted to see. And because I wanted to see those results, I acted until those results actually happened. And I would say that that's true about most things in life. The things that you're always going after are the things that you actually want. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you're listening and you haven't lost that last 20 pounds that you want to lose, and you haven't accomplished the other goals that you want to accomplish, if you're stuck doing the same things over and over and over again without seeing progress and without seeing results, it's because you've chosen not to do those things. It's because you've chosen not to place those things as a priority, and that's okay. There's absolutely nothing, and there's absolutely no one that forces you to place those things as a priority. There's absolutely nobody that is forcing you to change your current situation. But we have to realize that the reason why you haven't reached those goals is because you don't want to. And maybe you say, you know what, that's not true. I've been working hard towards my goals. I have been starving myself in some situations to see progress towards those goals. Well, my question would be is, well, how long have you been starving yourself and not seeing progress, but yet you still continually choose to do it? Or you might say, well, my doctor told me eat 1,000 calories a day, which I actually know somebody that their doctor told them to do that. This person's very close to me, that their doctor actually literally told them you should be eating 1,000 calories a day. And maybe your doctor's told you that and you've done it. and you haven't seen the results that you want to see, but yet you choose to continue to do it. Or maybe you've chosen to hit play on that same workout DVD, or maybe I should update myself, right? Instead of workout DVD, maybe you've chosen to hit play on that same streaming service over and over and over again, and you've played that same workout 1,000 times without it ever making a difference for you. You've chosen to flirt with hiring a coach without ever committing to the process, and that's okay. There's absolutely no one that can tell you that that should be a priority, and there's nothing that can force that priority on you. And it's okay if that's not a priority for you. However, I want you to realize just one thing today, that if you're not making progress, it's because you don't want to. And it's okay that you don't want to, but you just have to realize that it is what it is. But if you're listening to this podcast, I also think that you actually probably do want to make progress. And now that you're ready, right? Now that I've told you that, and now that you're ready to be honest with yourself, I want you to start getting the results that you've been working hard for. I want you to be able to lose that last 20 pounds. I want you to be able to stop starving yourself. I want you to be able to pass on a good habit and relationship with food to your kids and to those around you. I want you to be able to be a good example to others. And up to this point, you haven't realized the power that you have to make progress in that direction. In fact, you're probably simply unaware of what sustainable change truly looks like. And it makes sense. When you look at all the dieting noise that surrounds us, whenever you go to Google and you type in how to lose weight, all the literally millions of suggestions that you'll get, the fads, the quick fixes, the programs that promise you the world and never actually deliver on that promise. And I get it because I've been there too. And although those things are true, that they're hard to weed through and decipher, now that we're aware of that reality, it's our responsibility to do things differently now that we are aware. You know, I've worked with countless clients and have seen firsthand what sustainable change actually looks like. And every single time, it always starts out with where you are today. If you're in that situation, if you have been working hard for years and you have not seen the results you want to see, you're still hanging on to that 20 pounds, you still have a dysfunctional relationship with food, you're still starving yourself, you're still doing the streaming workouts and the DVDs, and you're still not being the example that you want to be to those around you, I get it. I've been there. And so have my clients been there. But there came a point in time where they drew the line in the sand, they made a decision, and they made it happen. And if you're anything like them, you're closer to accomplishing all your goals than you think. Here's all it takes to start making the progress that you want to make. First, start supporting your body by eating more protein and overall calories. Most people that I work with, this is kind of the sticking point. The sticking point is that they've been working so hard that they've probably actually been doing too much. They've been working too hard. They've been doing too many workouts. They have been eating too few calories. And what happens when you do this is that your body gets all the signals that it's in danger because your metabolism is like a thermostat. Whenever it's hot outside, for example, your thermostat in your house will instruct your air conditioning system to pump in cool air into your house. And whenever it's cold outside, it'll instruct your heating system to pump in hot air. In other words, the outside environment influences how the thermostat in your house will instruct your heating or your air conditioning systems to behave. Your metabolism does the same thing with stress. When stress outside goes up, so stress from overworking, right? Doing too many workouts, eating too few calories. When that goes up, your metabolism goes down because what your metabolism is trying to do is it's trying to conserve energy at all costs. And so the first thing you can do to support your body is to eat more protein and overall calories to send the signal to your body that it's no longer in danger, that everything is being taken care of, and that it's now free to drop the body fat that you want to be able to drop. Second, it's important that you start strength training. And at the beginning, right, when you're trying to recuperate and get your body back to homeostasis, you want to start with just 2 full body workouts a week, focusing on compound movements and progressive overload. And what this does is it gives your body enough stimulus to be able to build muscle, but also you're only working out 2 times a week and you're enabling your body to recover from the stress of working out too much and eating too few calories. And then third, we want to arrange your daily routines so that they work for you consistently over the long haul. The most important factor when it comes to you making progress in your fitness and nutrition journey, the most important factor is consistency. And so since consistent action is the most effective way to see progress, we want to integrate your nutrition and exercise habits so that they work seamlessly with your lifestyle. And that is the key to losing that last 20 pounds that you have been looking to lose and for you to attain that athletic physique that you have been pursuing. And so first, we want to support your body by eating enough protein and overall calories. Second, we want to strength train with at least 2 full body workouts, focusing on compound movements and progressive overload. And then lastly, we want to arrange your daily routines so that your nutrition and your exercise becomes a seamless part of your life. And when you do all of those things working together, you're going to see progress faster than you think, because now you have decreased the stress in your body. You've sent the signal to your body that it's safe to now lose fat and to make progress. Now, if you think to yourself, you know, I'm not very confident in being able to do that, we have links below in which you can grab several resources. We have a brand new resource that's out for you that kind of takes you step by step through this process throughout 4 weeks. And that's going to be the first link in the show notes below. It's called the Diet Freedom Score Quiz. And if you go ahead and take that, I'm going to go ahead and score that personally. I'm going to take a look at how you answer those questions. And then I'm going to send you one of our signature courses absolutely for free to help you get started implementing these things on a step-by-step basis. And so if that sounds like something that you need and would be super helpful for you, which for most people it 100% is, and you 100% should take that free giveaway and that free opportunity, then go down to the show notes below. And for the rest of you that, hey, you're just here hanging out and enjoying the conversation, then I'm glad you're here. Hope you found value, and we'll see you next time on the Liberation League.
Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below, as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.